I want to start with the issue of housing, though. It was one of those issues that dominated the two by-elections which recently took place in Dublin Central and in Galway West. We'll be speaking of those by-elections, but we'll be talking to Sinn Féin's Pat Daly about the disappointment within his party and what it says about maybe the United Left Alliance, or whether that's now falling apart in terms of left-leaning parties talking about forming the next government. But on that context, one to talk now about 1 million homes. It's an independent project tracking Ireland's housing shortfall. Now, they show where delivery is falling and where it's working and what it means for the people who live there. They've researched new CSO figures in housing. One of the worst performing districts is in Kerry. It's Castle Island, with building also slowing in Listowel at the moment. Now, the news is fairly good in other parts of Kerry. In the Killarney MD and the Kenmare Municipal District, building is picking up, though more is needed. Tralee is seeing only very gentle increases in construction. With me on the line top of this is Rob Cass, who is co-founder of 1 Million Homes. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, in the wonderful Kingdom of Kerry.
Indeed. What is happening in the wonderful Kingdom of Kerry, Rob, is the question, in terms of municipal districts and, you know, the construction of houses, the pace of construction and what is happening. It's a mixed picture, and one of the poorest performing districts is in the country is in Castle Island. Is that right?
Yeah. So why we did this was going, we just are two cultures, I'm going to say that, who moved back from international. And we just couldn't get our heads around how housing is not measured in Ireland. So we put together this free website using CSO data. So everybody in the community, and be that at a parish, if you're from where I am, which is Dungarvan overlooking the Gaeltacht, can see their data updated live every month. So at parish level, district level, air code level, county level, because as you know, Gerry, county versus county's rivalry. But also there's a bigger thing of going, if you can save your parish gets your underage GA, and that's formed by housing. Because where there's no homes, there's no babies. No babies equals no underage GA. Bring you back to what you're talking about GA this morning. So your performance, if you look at it, so we look at it of going, if I was to give you the analogy, keep it the GA analogy, the best in Ireland and actually the best in the whole of Europe for housing delivery is a place called Drogheda Rural. It's about the same size as Tralee District. They're doing the equivalent of 300 homes per 1,000 people a year. So they're doing 10 times more than the National Supply Plan. So they are Champions League. They are the David Cliffords. I'm going to use that analogy. And then when you get down to Kerry, if you look at the Cahersiveen air code and others, you've had no first-time buyers in 12 months of new builds. If you look at it at a district level, your high flyer is your Killarney, where it's 27 years to get a home. And how is that calculated? So we look at this as through the eyes of the 18 to 44-year-olds in Ireland. So imagine that Ireland is only the 2 million 18 to 44-year-olds. When is it likely to get a home? Because that question is kind of the question you have to answer. Of when you get a home, you therefore have kids. If you're an employer, when am I going to get a home to be able to house my talents, be that a teacher, a nurse, a carer? And then mammies and daddies with kids living at home with their parents, going, when are you actually moving out to give me some peace of mind? Is the other one. So the kids leaving at home, getting out. So that's kind of what we measure it as, years to get a home. So the answer for people, it's very easy to go on it. It's 1millionhomes.ie. You can then click on your district, and then you can actually email the TDs and the councillors, because it's the councillors who head the housing supply policies and prices. So if I was to say, how are you doing, you're then going, we call it rankings, because we like to be a bit competitive, and as you said, we are tribal. Yeah. Drogheda is ranked one. Kerry's districts are down in the bottom, some of them down in the bottom 25 in all of Ireland. So yeah. Killarney, it's 26 years to get a home.
26 years to get a home. Now, Castle Island, which is the area that you've looked at in terms of overall performance, in 2016 to 2020, the average was 57 homes. 2021, 2024, 47. And the last 12 months, 38. And the people who are waiting, 4,557. So you're calculating by year arithmetic, that it's 119.9 years until you get your keys.
Yeah, it says there are from the CSO census, it says that there's 4,500 not owning in Castle Island. And if there's 38 homes built a year, it's 120 years at that speed to get a home. So that's, to use the GA analogy, you won't be having much babies in Castle Island, population underage GA teams, if at that rate.
But Rob, is that at the current level of building? Are you factoring in, you know, maybe an acceleration over the next couple of years? Will that have to change the metrics?
You just look backwards. It's like driving the car of going, you have to look at backwards for the last 12 months. You can project forward 12 months, but no council publishes
projected figures.
And it's kind of like, again, you can say, okay, to be winning the championship game, you need to score 30 points. That answer is already proven in Drogheda Rural. So they're similar to Kerry with similar prices. They're doing 10 times more housing supply, so it allows communities to ask councillors, well, if Drogheda Rural is best in Ireland at what they do, why aren't you on the phone to Drogheda Rural colleagues and bring it down to Kerry?
Yeah, and indeed, a picture of the map of Ireland, it's a very good map, very interactive website at 1millionhomes.ie. People can check it out. The East Coast is doing much better than the West Coast of Ireland when it comes to home delivery. That's where the population is, policy. I know. But even with that increased population, the delivery seems to be much better on the East Coast in Leinster than the rest of the country.
Yeah, and that's policy. So national policy, which is set by the NPF, which is set by councillors, is then going, okay, the cap on housing supply has been 30,000 homes a year. But our job growth, if you look at it, what's really driving it is we've had 500,000 new jobs in Ireland in the last 5 years. But the supply plan, housing and infrastructure, was only to do 150,000. So if you have 500,000 extra jobs at every 5 years, which we're fortunate to have, and we're only planning 150,000 homes, that's a decoupling which is causing the housing pressure. Now, that's the downside of using national averages of planning, and the OECD are telling the departments and saying move away from that, particularly for rural Ireland, which is interesting. The EU is saying the same thing, move away from one size fits all. It's going, like, example, I'm back to Drogheda Rural again. If you're creating a job in Drogheda Rural, you have two homes built for every new job. If you're in Kerry, you have one home built for five jobs. So you're chasing your tail all the time.
Okay, and you're falling behind. Let me ask you this question, Annette. You're talking about home ownership, right? And again, it's been an argument from Europe, perhaps, and others that maybe the model we need to move to is longer, and we've just changed policy in this area, indeed, to ensure tenants are more secure in their homes for 6 years, then maybe some people will never own their home, that we need to move in part, notwithstanding the appetite of Irish people to own their own home, that you know, we may have to move to a permanent renting model for some parts of the population.
Jerry, that's good insight, but the facts don't show that again. So if you look at the map, our 18 to 44-year-olds, as policy for the last 10 years, was a planned reduction in home ownership under the NPF. So we had we added 500,000, jobs, and we've only added, like, first-time buyers are tracked on the website. So ownership is a policy choice at local level and at a national level. The case in point, again, in Drogheda, right? So Drogheda has 545 first-time buyers a year of new builds. It's fantastic, right? Then you get down, as you said, you go along the East Coast. So they've had the infrastructure. They've had the same tools, the same, I wouldn't say football boots as everybody else. They have 545. So they're increasing home ownership in Louth, Kildare, Meath, Wicklow. They're all, Laois in particular is kind of similar, as commuter. So they're all increasing home ownership in their key segment, 18 to 44-year-olds. However, when you go the further away you go and into the poorer areas, I'm going to say less fortunate, and then you go into villages and rural, home ownership is declining. So Kerry's ranking, it's actually got on the website, you can see it, by county, has the second least amount of first-time buyers per person in the whole of Ireland. Yeah. The only county less than it is Longford per person. Longford had three first-time buyers in the whole year. Then you've got Kerry, which is per person the least. And that's a policy choice of, if you are building housing but they are going to cash buyers. That's a policy choice set locally, because that's set by councillors.
So your argument, Rob, and this, you're talking there about the national planning framework and how that maps out what's going to get built where. But your argument is that these figures show the policy of the market will sort it out isn't working.
It's not working.
What would work? Is it more state construction, state involvement in the construction of rental houses plus houses to buy for first time buyers?
So what's already working is already working in Drogheda Rural, is already working in Portlaoise, is already working, right? So it does work where there is great leadership in the council. It's like a team. People have to work together. A good access to finance, I'm going to say it, and a good supply chain access, so construction. The further you get out from Dublin, the less you have access to SME finance to be able to build. So that means the EU, which have just launched their EU affordable housing plan back in December, said we are going to focus on four areas. So where there's no supply, if you're rural and villages, there's huge growth potential now because as we've now seen, we've had urban broadband, we've had work from home, we have young people moving back, which is wonderful. Mm. But the EU is now going, add housing supply where there's none. So that's, the market is failing across the EU. It's a social crisis. Add that supply to focus on young people. Add the incentives, so tax credits. So Gerry, if I said today there's a tax credit of 200,000 to live in Dublin, to live in Waterford City, Galway City, expand that to Kerry. I'm going, how many young people would like to live as first-time buyers back in Kerry when you get a 200,000? That's a tax credit that already exists today. It's councillors and communities using the GA clubs getting out and making their young people aware of that, and Radio Kerry saying, would you like a 200 grand tax credit to live in Kerry in your own place? It can be done. The next is actually what he said about affordable and social. While there's 27,000 affordable and social allocated from central government, it's ensuring, what the website does, it says, ensure you get your fair share of that. Because at the moment, there are no targets set for affordable and social in rural and villages and in most towns. So if you go into Kerry County Council's plan, housing plan, it doesn't mention the number of affordable and social homes per annum. So you're due 800 homes a year. Affordable and social. Oh, but that's only a fraction, right? So just get that and get your fair share of that, rather than it's gone. If you look at the numbers, Drogheda Rural, Wicklow, Blanchardstown are getting three times their spend allocation. So it's ensuring Kerry and Waterford and all communities get their fair share, because we all have to pay our taxes. So it's just going.
We're all part of one country. There should be a better regional spread. Okay, very interesting stuff, Rob. 1,000,000homes.ie.
Jerry, if I might, what's very interesting why we did this is back to the parish. If you then have homes, we've a map that shows on the GA aspect the likelihood of survival of the GA underage. So that tab alone is the reason why we did it.
Really?
It's going, you need, from very basic, for an underage GA club, if that's Dangity Kish, if that's, I'm going to go any club, you need 25 kids, boys, 25 girls underage coming through the pipeline. To field a team, you need 25.
Yeah.
It is currently, right? There's a map there that shows those that are exceeding that number already. So there's five districts which are flying and getting population growth of kids of more than 25% in 5 years. The problem, the flag, is that the new NPF says that the maximum number of homes you can build in a rural parish is five. Which is
and
going
what does
to
that mean
10.
Then for a local GA club? The other side, Rob, and we'll have to go back another day and talk about this, is the birth rate. And maybe that's affected by housing as well, in terms of people planning and saying, well, I'm going to start my home, I can't afford a home, so I'm not going to get married or start having kids or whatever it is. All of that is impacted as well. But the birth rate
is
falling.
It's on the website, Jerry. Births are not falling in DLR. So in Dublin, and Dunleary Rath down, the birth rate relative to Kerry is three times more per person. Because where there's bills, there's births. Where there's no bills in the last 10 years, we're not having the births.
Yeah.
Because you can't when there's 18 sports clubs at home.
And that's primary schools and GA clubs and life in the community as affected by that. Rob, we're out of time. 100%. We're going to have to leave it there. But thanks so much
for talking.
It's a lot of information. Well done on the work. Pump My Parish, 1 million homes.ie. Pump My Parish, the headline on that. Housing delivery by local electoral area. All the information is there. Very interactive map. Explanation of what the numbers mean and how long you'll be waiting in your particular area. The regional spread is the thing of most interest to me, and how the East Coast is doing versus the West Coast, including Kerry, Galway, Mayo, Clare, and what's performing well and what isn't performing well. And as Rob says, is there a necessity to make sure that we're getting our fair share?